Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Referring back to our first public hearing, which was conditional use number 1723, John Willie and Care of Peninsula Oil.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, I thank you. I do have a motion prepared. And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1723, John Willie, to operate a mini storage facility based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Them being, one, the project is located in a development district according to the county's land use plan. Two, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Three, the project is located along U.S. Route 113, which is an appropriate location for a use such as this. Four, the use as a mini storage facility is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of neighboring properties and communities. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. Them being, there shall not be any building contractors or subcontractors, offices, or workshops within the project. There shall not be any storage of building materials or other construction materials within the project. Any security lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on any neighboring residential properties. No outside storage, except for boats or RVs, shall be allowed on the premises. A fence with screening shall be installed along the border of the project so that the mini storage facility is screened from view from any adjacent residential property. Access to the facility shall be limited to daylight hours, and the final site plan shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question, Mr. Smith?
Yes, sir.
Concerning the screening of the fence you were talking about from residential, what about the commercial property that's in front of this? Are you not worried about the screening from the highway, or are you just talking about screening on the north side of the property?
I think the on the site plan it should go all the way around.
We just change it so it says just screening around the entire.
Okay.
Around the perimeter of the property?
Yes. You're right, perimeter of the property, you're going into the 500-foot area that's not even part of the project other than the access and the stormwater area. They basically said they were going to try to separate the storage facility from the rest of the site other than the entrance.
So the fence property.
So you're going to say the fencing, that the security fencing that's provided?
Mm-hmm. I would say maybe the security fencing that's provided around the storage area shall be constructed so that it screens.
Yeah, you know, what it looked like, they were going to have the fencing that would run 500 foot from the west side of 113 except for the driveway. So they would probably gate it at the driveway, not at the 113, but back.
Yeah.
500 foot back, I'm assuming that. But that's going to be up site plan anyway.
Yeah. Say the fencing shown on the proposed site plan shall serve as a screen from adjacent properties. How's that sound?
That's fine with me.
Good enough for a second for me.
Yep. I'll clarify that motion by saying that the fencing shown on the proposed site plan shall serve as a screening along the border of the project.
I would say along the border of the storage area.
Of the mini storage area. Of the mini storage area.
Because the whole, actually they applied for that whole site, didn't they? I mean, that's the...
It's actually...
Parcel B.
Because parcel A is...
Got access across the front piece. And the stormwater appeared to be on the front piece also.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
But I think that there's, if you look at it, it looks like it's
behind that.
You said about 300 foot back.
Yeah, 330.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mr. Smith, I think also, in talking to Mr. Abbott, you should probably delete the one that allowed boat and RV storage also.
All right.
Because that wasn't applied for. All right.
And we'll amend, change that motion to be no outside storage shall be allowed on the premises. And that the next stipulation being that the fence shown on the proposed site plan shall have screening and shall be installed along the border of the mini storage site.
Okay.
Mr. Johnson, you accept that amendment?
So we're saying no RVs, no boats?
Yeah.
Okay. I second that.
We moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1723, John Willie, Care Peninsula Oil, for the reasons and with stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.